I wouldn't have been stuck.
Base Nissen, Sunday the 7th of April, Babi Avron Boruch Blau, Hagodah Shel Pesach, Chad Gadio. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Roch, Lichvod Simchas Hanesuim of Sarah Roth and Elimelech Gutworth.
Morning. We will start with the end of the Agodah. Not all of us get there, awake, after four cups of wine. Not always we understand what it means, the Agodah, this piyut of Chad Gadio. So we try to understand, there's many, many, many perushim on Chad Gadio. When you try to understand what is Chad Gadio, and what comes to teach us, and why Dafke on Leila Seder, Chad Gadio. Chad Gadio is about a father who bought a goat for two zuzim. Some say the zobin is sold, bought. And came the cat and ate the ochal the gadio, he ate the goat. Came the dog and bit noshach, he bit the cat. And the stick punishes the, hits the dog and the fire burns the stick. The cow drinks, the ox drinks the
water
extinguish the fire, and the ox drinks the
water,
and the sheichet slots the cow, and then the melachamoves comes to slaughter the... So who is the mechaber of Chad Gadio? So the Sidur Yaivetz and Sidur Beis Yaakov, he brings that this is a shir kodum, v'noiro u'mechubed. He says, V'loy noy dami mechabro, he says. He says, we actually don't know who came and wrote the song, but we know that it's earlier, from the earlier times. Some say it's so early, they bring all kinds of, people try to guess who is exactly this, the mechabro, the Chad Gadio. Some guess that if you look at the Chad Gadio, the Zabin Abba Bitre Yizuzei Chad Gadio, is Gimatria Yonos and Ben Uziel. I saw once, someone suggested maybe it's Yonos and Ben Uziel. There's no really mekor for this. Some say it comes together with Holach Ma'anyo. Holach Ma'anyo, we know, was established after Churban Bayis Sheni. Holach Ma'anyo, Lashono Abo Be'Arad Yisrael. These two things, they say it was together. Why? Because we see that only these two things are Seder Aramaic. The whole Agode is in Lashon HaKodesh. Holach Ma'anyo, and the end of the Agode, Chad Gadio, is both done in Aramaic. So this is in the Chasam Sofer, has a long arich as why it's in Aramaic. Some say Holach Ma'anyo, and the Hagodah Marbe Lesaper, Hagodah Marbe Lesaper is the son of the Korban and Sanel. On the Rosh, Al-Atoyre and the Rosh, on the Shas, there's a Pirush, a Korban and Sanel. And his son, I think it was the name Rabbi Shmuel Tival, and he has over there, and the Hagodah, and the Hagodah Marbe Lesaper, he thinks that they found this on a parchment, and the Beis Medrash of the Roikeach, of Reb Lozor Migarmaize. That's what he brings down over there. Now, it doesn't mean that Reb Lozor Migarmaize, the Roikeach, that's from the earlier Rishonim, almost 1,000 years ago, he actually wrote it. Because they found it over there in the Beis Medrash, that's what he brings down. That, Mimela, we know it's a very, very early song, this Chad Gadio. Atke Dikada, this is important, that is in Tshuvas Chaim Shoal, from the Chidor, and Chelek Aleph Simin Chofches, he's asked a question, they send him a question about a person, that's Misloitzetz Al Chad Gadio. That means, he made fun of people who were singing this song of Chad Gadio. He said, it has no meaning. What do you sing? It has no connection to Leil Pesach. What's the purpose of singing this song in Dafke Leil Pesach? And they came and put them in Nidui. They made a cherem on the person. And they come to ask the Chidor if it's the right thing to do, or maybe it's not the right thing to do, to come and the person that makes fun of Chad Gadio, or made fun of people who are singing in the Chad Gadio, if actually it's the right thing to put them in Nidui. And the Chidor comes and says of there, that it was the right thing. And he says why? Because these Piyutei Ashkenaz, he says, this comes from the Arizal, already spoke about highly things about the Piyutei Ashkenaz. And he says, he mentions over there the Reb Lozo Migarmaizen, the Roikeach already came and said that everyone is Kodum and it's Kodosh, and great things about the Piyut, not specific about this Piyut, but all Piyutim. And he says that this is very important, and that's why a person should come and ask Mechile, and he should come and think. That's what the Chido says. I heard once there's people that come and have the minhag, they come to do Chad Gadyo with the voices. So when they come to the cat, they do meow. And when they come to the dog, they do howl. And when they... v'chule v'chule. I don't know if that's called misloitzitz. Huh? I leave it to your imagination. I don't know. A whip, right? The Tashbetz from the Rishonim, the Tashbetz from the Rishonim, who lived around almost 700 years ago, 650 years ago, and he comes, he was born in Algiers, and there he was born in Spain, and he comes and says, Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Tzemach, and he says that the reason why we come and say Chad Gadyo is not more than in the Tashbetz, it's more than in various Agodas B'Shem the Tashbetz. That the reason why we say the Chad Gadyo at the end of the Agoda, he says, because this is a riddle. It's a moshel, it's a parable, it's an allegory, it's a riddle. Now everyone could come and give his interpretation, his explanations about this riddle. And we want people to come and kol amar b'lesabu yetzias Mitzrayim, harei ze meshubach. And we want to come and people to come and be amar b'lesabu yetzias Mitzrayim, come and to add. So everyone has the right to come and give his own explanations for this piyut, for this song of Chad Gadyo. That's what says the Tashbetz. So this is all to come and to bring us to Kol Amar B'Lesabu Yetzias Mitzrayim Arizal Meshubach. So before we come to our own pshat, let's go first on the pshat as the Gaon. The Gaon has a beautiful pshat on the Chad Gadyo. And he says that Chad Gadyo goes according to from Klal Yisrael, from when they became a nation till the Osid Lovoy. From when they became a nation till the Osid Lovoy. And he starts off and he says that the piyut, when we start, Chad Gadyo, Chad Gadyo. So we have over here two goats. It's not only Chad Gadyo, it's Chad Gadyo twice. Chad Gadyo, Chad Gadyo. So what is the Chad Gadyo, Chad Gadyo? He says like this. The Zabin Abo. Who's the Abba? Who's the Abba? Who's the father? He says, our father, the father of our nation, he says, it's Yaakov. We have, as Chazal say, is Bchira Ovis. Why the father of our nation is Yaakov? Because we have four fathers, Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov, so we have three. So why is Yaakov? Because Yitzchok had also another son, Esav. He's not only our father. Avraham has a son, Ishmael. He's not only our father. He's also father of different nations. The father, what's called the father of Klal Yisrael, Tchira Ovo, is that the father Dafka of Klal Yisrael is Yaakov. So Chad Gadyo, two goats who was bought by Yaakov Avinu, the Zabin Abba was bought by the Abba, by Yaakov Avinu, that is Bitrei Zuzei. What's a Trei Zuzei? He bought these two goats with two different Zuzim. What is Zuzim? Zuzim is money. And the Gemara says why Zuzim are called, money is called Zuzim, because it's moving. Zuz, it's Zuz. It's the whole time moving, from one hand to the next. And that's how you play Zuzim. So what is talking about the way? Says the Gaon HaZoi. Yaakov Avinu is buying over here, Chad Gadyo, Bitrei Zuzim. Yitzchok Avinu wants to come and to bless his oldest, the Bechoyer. He wants to bless the Bechoyer. He thinks, who is the Bechoyer? Esav. He thinks Esav is the Bechoyer. Bechoyer is Miloshen Brocha. Bechoyer is Miloshen Brocha. He wants to bless, the Brocha goes to the Bechoyer. He wants to bless the Bechoyer, he calls Esav. Go prepare for me, the goats. Lemaise, Rivka hears about it. She knows who's the real Bechoyer, she knows the whole story. And she goes and she tells Yaakov, go into the whole story and take the Bechoyer. And that night, Chazal say, Rashi brings it, and the Chazal come and tell us that night in the Zvodan and the Zoya also was Leil Pesach. Was Leil Pesach. And Yaakov comes and gives Yitzchok, his father, two Gedoyezi, one goat for the Korban Pesach, the night of Pesach, he has to have Korban Pesach, and one Korban he gives him for the Chagiga, Korban Chagiga. Every Yom Tov you have to bring with it another Korban Chagiga. So he brings the Korban Chagiga, two Korban. And that's why some say when Esau comes later on and he offers Yaakov to come and eat, he says, I can't. Ein maftiri nachan al Pesach. I can't. I ate the Korban Pesach. I can't eat anything anymore. Right? That's what some say of all. Yes? Chagigas Yudal. Yes.
It's
what?
It's not the ordinary.
No. Every year. So Lemay said there was two different goats over here. Two different goats. By these two goats, you receive the brochas, right? Whoever's going to give me the goats, I will give him the brocha. What was the kavone? The bechoyer, the firstborn, the bechoyer, brocha, will get the brocha. Comes, how did he get the chad gadio, the brochas? How did he get the bechoyer? By trei zuzei, the two things that he moved from his hand into the hand of Esav. That's lechem unezid adoshim. When Yaakov and Esav, they were younger, 15 years old, they come back from the kvura of Avraham Avinu. He comes and he tells Oyef in Asode. He comes and he tells. He sells them the lomo liza bechoyro. What exactly he sold them? The bechoyro with what? Lechem unezid adoshim. Two movable things that he moved it from his hand to the other hand. That's the zabin abo bitrei zuzei. Our father bought the chad gadio by this. He got the berachas bitrei zuzei, the two zuzim what he gave Esav, and he bought the bechoyro. Later on we say, he took the two Zuzim, and we know that's why it says also in the Zoyal, that these two Zuzim, and these two Lechem, and these Adoshim, and these two Chad Gadios, we also come and have a new keeper. We have a new keeper, two Seirim, Echod LaHashem, Echod LaZozel. What is Echod LaHashem? Echod LaHashem is connected to Klal Yisrael. Echod LaZozel is like we bribing, we giving Shoichad for Seir. Who's Seir? Esav, Edoin, Seir. We're giving over there to keep the sultan, to keep him quiet. We give them one seir, la'azozel. Elohiz bechoroidim la'seirim. Yeah, according to the Ramban. So that is the different seir, what we come and we have in the two seirim in Yom Kippur. He takes the two seirim and he buys with it the bechoro. Who gets the bechoro? The same like by Yitzchok. Not the firstborn got the bechoro. The second one got the bechoro. Also by Yaakov himself, it's the same thing. Not the first Bechoyer gets the Bechoyer, the Brochas. Who gets the Brochas? The second Bechoyer. Yaakov has two Bechoyer, two firstborns. From Leah, Reuven. Reuven is the firstborn. The second one is Yosef, he's the firstborn. So who gets the Bechoyer? So after the Maisa of Reuven, the Bechoyer goes to Yosef. As we know, the Apostle comes and tells us, Birko Yishomayim Me'ol. Right, mit voice, and that is says by the Parshas Vayechi, it's talking about Yosef. Yosef is talking about over there the pasuk Birkois Rovicho Govu al Birkois Hoirai Atav as Givoi Soilom Tienol Roish Yosef Ulekotko it Nazir Echov. Says the Goen, if you notice, in all the blessings what Yaakov Avinu gives all the Shvatim, is not mentioned the word Brocha. It's not mentioned the word Brocha. The only one that's mentioned the word Brocha, Birkois Rovicho Govu al Birkois Hoirai Atav as Givoi Soilom Tienol Roish Yosef, the only place that's brought down is by Yosef. Because Yosef got the brochas. No, Yosef got the brochas. He's the bechoyer. The brothers are jealous. Ve'oso shunro. Who's the shunro? The shunro is the brothers. Says they're going ki yodua that the chatul, the shunro, the cat, is jealous. Maybe there's an expression I heard once, jealous like a cat. Yes, expression. I think I heard this expression. It was jealous. Jealousy. They came the brothers. And why they were jealous? So it's brought down in the Medrash that they were jealous only because of the Bechoyra. Because of the Brochas. The Brochas, they wanted to come and to cancel, to be mevatel the Brochas. And that's why they sold Yosef down to Mitzrayim. They sold him to Ishmaeli, to the Meruchas Vidyonim. And then it went weiter and weiter until they went down to Mitzrayim. And that's Be'etzem what we come and say of, hey, Ve'osa Shunro, Ve'ochlo Legadio. Came the brothers, the Shvatim, that they had the jealousy of Yosef, and they came and they sold over there Yosef to Potiphar and Vechulei, what he got to Mitzrayim. Now, where do we see Nochename about the cat? So, we don't find many speaking about cats. But in Nochename, we know in other mythologies, especially in the East, the cat actually was as part of the devil, as part of bad koiches. We find it in the East, more in the East, the mythologies, that the cat does have something to do with bad. We do find that in Perek Shiro, we find that Chatul Mar Oimer. So he's asking something. So there's two psukim. He's asking for Erdoif Oivai Vasigem Veloy Oshur At Kaloisom. And another pasuk is asking Im Kanesher Veibei Koichovim Kinecho Meshom Oiritcho. That means he's talking about the mouse. He's kind of saying about the mouse. If you will get I don't give up. I will come and chase you till I get you. That's what he's saying about the mouse. The other possible, im kaneshel, even if you're going to fly up like an eagle, I will get there and I will get you down. And umishom oiritcho. That means jealousy. We see by the cat, we see in Ochaname through these psukim, his jealousy. Another thing what brings to jealousy, as we know, is a person, why he's jealous? He forgets. He forgets that every person has his own peckle, right? He forgets, he thinks, oh, he looks at the things now, he forgets what was yesterday, what was 2 days ago, and that's why. We find, Chazal tell us, that the cat forgets things. The Gemara in Hoirias, Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, what about someone, Omar Ablezer, that if someone eats from something that was left over from a mouse, it's kosher l'shikcha. He forgets. Says the Gemara, Halachas kama v'kama, someone who eats the mouse itself, for sure he's going to have a shikha. And that's why, says the Gemara, Kelev makiris koinoi, a dog recognizes his master, Masha'inken, the chatul, enoi makiris koinoi, he forgets shleituei. And that's betzem, forget, brings to jealousy. A person is jealous only because he forgets. So a chatul is jealous, this is the cat, the shunro is the shvotim. The shvotim were jealous of Yosef because of the bechoira, and ve'osa shunro ve'ocha legadyo. And then comes, who's the kelev? But also kalbo. Comes the dog. The dog is Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the dog. We know who was the main god of Mitzrayim. Baal Tzefon. Right? After all the makas, when all the gods of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and destroyed them, if it's Paro himself, if it was the lamb, and if it was the Nile, the Nilus, the Yor, all of them, it became dumb, it became Paro himself, everyone noticed that he's not a god. The land, they came and they shechted. And Makas Dever, what did they notice that he's not a god? But Sogar Aleim Amidbo, they come after all the Makas, they still have hope a little bit, and this god of Baal Tzefon. Baal Tzefon is Gimatria Kelevra. Kelevra. And as we know also Mitzrayim, what was the Koyach of Mitzrayim? So there's a lot of Midrashim about it. That in the palace of Paroi, they couldn't get near the palace. Why? Because it was big dogs over there. Klal Yisrael, when they leave Mitzrayim, ulebnei Yisrael, lo yechratz kelev leshoinoi. What's the kelev? We find a lot of times in Mitzrayim that the way they were captured in Mitzrayim is through the kelev. So Mitzrayim, lo yechratz kelev leshoinoi, and that is talking about Mitzrayim as the kelev. Mitzrayim is the kelev. Now it's brought down in the Arizal beings that Amalek is the klipa of kelev. And what do I mean the klipa? The klipa is the pnimius hara, what the real badness of Amalek is, the kelev. And what means the kelev? So the Arizal says that when Esav and Ishmael joined together, Esav is represented by Shoyl. Ishmael is represented by Chamoyl. If you take the klipa, that means the inside words of Shoyl and Chamoyl, so in Shoyl you have Shin, Vav, Reish, you take the Vav, and the word of Vav is 6. And then you take Chamoyl, Ches, Mem, Vav, Reish. The Pnimius, the Klipa of Chamoyl is Mem, Vav. You come together till Mem, Vav is 46. And another 6, you come to 52. 52 is Kelev. And from this Chibur of Esav and Ishmael, or Shoyr and Chamoyl, come out the Kelev. And that's Mitzrayim. We know also that, says the Goyen, that in Ochaname, if we look at the Amalek comes over there, and they join together. Says the Goyen, Chamoyr, who's the Chamoyr? Mitzrayim. What we say about Mitzrayim? Asher Besar, Chamoirim, Besorom. That we say about Mitzrayim. Now Yosef, that this is the Shoyr, Inochanam is the Shoyr Shel Kedusha. But Mitzrayim, Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef. They come and they start a fight with Yosef. Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef. So they take the Shoyr and the Chamoir, they come and they fight together. What comes out, and that's the Besar, Chamoirim, Besorom with the Mitzrayim. And they come, Asher Lo Yoda Es Yosef, they are fighting with Yosef, that's the Shoyr, and then comes out the Kelev. He says that's the also Kalbo, Venoshach Leshunro, and that's the Kelev, Inochaname is Mitzrayim. And then comes the Chutro. What's the Chutro? So the Chutro is the stick. What is the stick? The Mate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and sends Moshe Rabbeinu to hit Mitzrayim with 10 different makas. All the 10 different makas were written on the Mate. On the Mate was written Datzach, Adash, and Be'achab. And over here to understand a little bit better the Goyen, I would like to go into, we're not going to go over all of it, but there's a beautiful chat of Rav Shimshon Ostropolo. And when you say Erev Pesach, and then at the end of the, it's pulled down in Sama Goddess, and the end of the day he says, Acharei Zois, Hoidia Rozo Deno, I was told from Shomayim, Shekol HaMe'ayen Besoid Niflo V'Noiro Hazeh, anyone who's going to learn this, Al Mechoinoi, Afilu Pa'am Achaz Bashon, even once a year, Ubechol Pe'arvi Psochim, especially if someone learns the, this is what I learned, the previous thing what I brought down in Erev Pesach, Muvtach, he's promised, Shul Mutzol Kol Hashono Mikol Mirshol Umise Meshuno Veshum Oynes, he's going to be protected from anything bad. Ve'alim Shelu Boy Oivov, his enemies are not going to come and take over. Ve'chol Soinov, all his enemies, Iplu Tachtov. That's what Rav Shimshon Ostropolo. And Rav Shimshon Ostropolo lived in the times of the Shach. And Gzeiro is Tach Vetat. And Gzeiro is Tach Vetat. And he was told from the Shamayim, Rav Shimshon Ostropolo, they say about Rav Shimshon Ostropolo that he was Mechaber Chibur. And he was told from the Shamayim that it's too long. It's too long. Came to him in Cholam. It's too long. He should come and summarize it a little bit. So he came and he made it shorter. They came to him again from the Shamayim and told him, it's still too long. So he made it shorter even again. And then it came out Rashi al HaToyah. Rashi al HaToyah. I don't know if it's true or not, this story, but about me, they don't say these stories. And not about anyone else. So if you see, they say stories about a person that's easy with a certain darga. With a certain darga. And Rav Shimshon Ostropolo was told, before they came to him in the Chaloim, and he was told that in Zeru Yistach Vetat, if three G'doyle Hador, himself, another two G'doyli will come and accept on themselves and take upon themselves to come to die al Kiddush Hashem, would not be these Gzeiris. Does not be all these Gzeiris. And he took upon himself. He said, yes, I will come and accept it. And actually, he died al Kiddush Hashem. The other one was the Shach. And he sent to the Shach and he told the Shach, you know, the Susei Kohen. And he came and he told the Shach that, you know, you should accept it. And the Shach tells him, okay. And they came in the Chaloim Alaylo, and a dream they told the Shach that you can't do it. Because you still have to finish your Pirush on the Shulchan Aruch. And as long as you didn't do it, you shouldn't come and accept it. And he didn't accept it. Azegei Demaisa. So anyway, Rav Shimshon Ostropolo comes and says that there's a Arizal. The Arizal comes and says, he says in the Kuntres, what's called Pelois Rabois, B'Shar Tezvov, Anikro Shar Yetzias Yitzrayim, Pere Gimel Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. That way means we don't have this kuntres of the Arizal Pelois Rabois, but apparently the Rav Shimshon Ostropolo had, because he actually comes and writes exactly Pere Gimel Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and he comes and says the following: Hinei Kvar Oida Aticho Sheparoi Nilko BeMitzrayim BeEsra Makos Eilu. Paroi God 10 Makos Al Yedei Shloishes Alofim Umosayim Ushmoini Malachei Chabole. 3,280 Malachi Chabole, they gave Paroi the 10 Makos. Hamemuni b'shloi shorekim, and then he comes and brings all kinds of shemus of Malachim, and he says, Ve'aleim, the top Malach of all of these Malachi Chabole is Ve'al kulom hasar anikro tov kuf alef. Bereishis choser min ha-shlishi asoro ve'choser min ha-revi shisho. What it means? Bereishis, if you're going to start to come from the beginning of the Makas, Choser min ha-shlishi, the third Makas is Kinim. It's missing a Yud. Choser asoro. Yud is 10. It's missing a Yud. V'chosem in aravi, shisho, that means the fourth mak is oroiv, it's missing a vov. Oroiv in the Torah is choser. V'chosem in achi, that's makas choyshech, it's also brought down, choser vov, it's missing a vov. And that's yud, another vov, and that was missing from the makas. And you can't make a question, what's this yud and a vov? But if you take all the makas, and without this, it comes out, he says, Shloishes alofim osayim v'shmoyni malachei chabol. And that's lehakois be'egroif rosha. You're coming and you make, you're giving, hitting the rosha with egroif. What's egroif? Aleph is aleph alofim. Aleph is alofim, thousands. Gimel is three thousand. Egroif is reish fei. 3,280. Lehakois, how you make the rosha with the egroif, with 3,280 of Malachi Chabole. So I'm not going to go into the whole pshat, but of day he says that on the matter was written Datzach Adash Be'achav. If you take the number of Datzach Adash Be'achav altogether, it adds to Tof Kuf Aleph. And Tof Kuf Aleph, this Shem of 501, this was the Aleim. Above all of them, that was the Malach who came and hit Mitzrayim. So Ve'oso Chutro. Comes the matter, that this matter is Be'etzem, the matter what came and hit Mitzrayim. Also Chutro, and in Ochaname it hit the dog. Moshe Rabbeinu comes with the matter and is hitting the Mitzrayim. Says the Medrash, this matter that was in the hand of Moshe was in Beyad Yaakov. Ki be'makli ovarti isayar denazeh, says Yaakov Avinu. Which makli, which matter is it? The same matter. This matter was Beyad Yehuda, right? The story of Tomar. So he gave her the matter. This matter is the same matter. And this matter was Beyad Moshe, says the Medrash, and Beyad Aaron, Beyad David HaMelech, and Beyad Kol Melech Mi'Yisrael, until the Churban Abayis. This matter is from the matter that was created in the Sheshit Bereishis. Yaakov, Yehuda, Moshe, Aaron, David, all the kings to Churban Abayis. What Churban Abayis? Churban Abayis Rishon. Who came Churban Bayis Rishon? Came the Bavlim, Nebuchadnezzar. And they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and they burn down the Beis HaMikdash. Comes the fire, Vesoraf Lechutro, Veoso Mayo. Comes the, who's the fire? The fire is Nebuchadnezzar, and he burns down the stick, and that's the stick in the mate, what they had from the times of Yaakov Avinu. Veoso Mayo, and then comes the water. And the water, what is the water? He says, water is Torah. And when it started to spread Torah, and that's Torah Shebe'al Peh, it's Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Anshei Knesset Gedolah, who lived after the times of Bayis Rishon, in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, from then Ezra Sofer, he was from the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, the times of Ezra Sofer, that's the times of Anshei Knesset Gedolah. They were metaken the Tefillah, they were metaken lots of broches, and that's the times of Torah. They were metaken Torah Shebe'al Peh. And Torah Shebe'al Peh is Torah, Yimein Mayim, Ein Torah. We know, Oy Lechol, Tzomei Lechula Mayim, Vein Mayim, Elo Torah. That's what the Gemara says in Bobe Kame. So he's saying over here, comes after that the Mayo, the also Mayo, and the Kovo Lenuro. How we could come and get rid of the Nur, how do we come and get rid of the fire? Only by Torah. And it's by Tefillah. And that really brings the Gemara and Yume. The Gemara and Yume comes and says, ועדיין הוא מרקל לפוננו, קם כלל ישראל, דען שכנסת גדולו, and they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we don't want any more the Avodah Zorah of Gilui HaRayis. And we don't want also the Avodah Zorah of Avodah Zorah. So Gilui HaRayis, the Gemara says, and then after, sorry, first was Avodah Zorah, and then Gilui HaRayis. But the Gemara says, they daven for Avodah Zorah. What happens? Went out like a small cob, small iron, from Kodesh HaKadoshim, and this was a Gur Shel Eish, says the Gemara. It was made of fire. And made a fire and they put it into the curb with the ferris, with the guns, with the lead, and they got rid of it. But what it came out is a fire. How we come and we extinguish the fire? With the Oso Nuro, comes over there the Chachomim, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, the Torah, Torah Shebe'al Peh, the Kovo Lenuro, and we got rid of the Nuro, that is the Nuro is the Koyach of the Yetzer Hara. Then comes the Torah. The Torah is the ox. And he drinks off the mayim. And what's the Torah? The Torah is Edoim. We know Shoir, he brings a medrash, Shoir is Edoim. And who came in Churban Bayis Sheni? After, that's Edoim. Edoim comes to Churban Bayis Sheni, and we're still in Golus Edoim. when we will get rid of Om Edoim, when we will give Golus Edoim, that will be Nochaname Moshiach ben Yosef. And that's Boaz Shoichet. Who's the Shoichet? He says that's Moshiach ben Yosef. And he will Shech, the Shoichet, he will get rid of Golus Edoim. And then Bo Malach HaMoves. Malach HaMoves will kill Moshiach ben Yosef. As we know, there's different midrashim about it. If it was be Armilus, Horoshe will come and kill Moshiach ben Yosef, or his Mashman de Gemore and Rashi, that's Goygu Mogoy will come, and we daven that he shouldn't get killed. That's what we daven for Moshiach ben Yosef. And in Ochename, that's what we come and say Leil Pesach. Why? Because we understand that the Shoyresh of the Geule, Asido, and it's more done in Midrashim, a lot of Perushim, that the Shoyresh of the Geule Asido, and all the Geules starts from Geulas Mitzrayim. So if we want Ochename to start the Leila Seder, and we want to understand in Ochename we were saved from Mitzrayim, the Geulas Mitzrayim, we will save in Ochename Laosi Lovoy, so we're going through in Ochename from the beginning when we turned into a nation from Yaakov Avinu, till in Ochename Vosso HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get rid of Goy Gumo Goy and the Geula Asida Bimeiro Biyameinu Amen.